Hello, this is Ivan with the Gold Guarantee Department. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Ivan with the Gold Guarantee Department.
Yeah, this is Menashe Agam with Agam Construction. I asked you guys numerous of times to be out of my account and take all the emails that you add up, you know, to my account out of my account. And I send you emails. And I send you another email, two emails. And now I'm writing, you know, the third emails to you. Why are you guys not taking off, you know, from my account?
Gotcha, understood. Thank you for that question. I believe you're referring to your Gold Guaranteed account, and in that case, you, as the owner of the Gold Guaranteed account, you have to remove us yourself. I'm not sure if you know how to do that, but I can help you with that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. You have to show me how.
Okay, no problem. Are you able to open up Google Ads right now? Do you have a computer?
Yeah. I'm on the account right now. I'm on the portal now.
Alrighty. So yeah, you should be access your Google Ads dashboard.
Yeah. I'm on the dashboard right now.
Yes, and then there should be a... Give me one second here.
Account access, maybe. Yeah.
Yes, I believe it should be like access and security.
Access and security? I don't have access and security. I have business verification, leads, policy manager, report, review, profile and budget, billing, promotion.
Okay, gotcha. I got you now. So you're actually on the Google Guaranteed dashboard. We need to move over to the Google Ads dashboard. So if you can go to ads.google.com.
Okay, hold on. Ads.google.com, local services?
No, just ads.google.com, no local services.
Okay. Okay, we'll start now. We'll sign in. Sign in?
Correct, yeah. You should be able to sign in with your account information.
Why I do have three accounts here? I don't know. I don't really know. You know, I don't... I remember the guys, you know, I should see here on my notes. From your company, you know, he changed everything that I did. And,
okay. Do you see the account number here with 594-739-8095?
No, I'm. What's that account? I have 594-739-8595.
You don't have 8095?
I had that option before, and I didn't know. Oh, I have here. What's all those accounts? I have New Act Plumbing 549-249-4742. And I have home improvement campaign. That's 8095, and I have Google Ads account.
That's the one, 8095. Can you click on that one?
8095. That's what I said. You know, I'm on it right here now.
Okay, and then once you click on that one, you should be able to, on the left hand side, see where it says admin.
Yes. I have four options under admin.
Access and security?
Next is in security. Hold on.
And then that's where you should be able to remove any email that you don't want.
I don't see you here. I see only my name here. User, last sign, access level, admin, personal, verification. I cannot click remove access, then I'm gonna remove myself from here.
No. Yeah, don't do that. You should. Give me 1 second. So just to confirm, there's no other email address there?
No, but Google is saying there is emails that sits, you know, inside here.
Could you try the same thing with the other accounts that you mentioned and go to Access and Security and see if you see any of our emails there?
I don't know those accounts. What's Google Ads account? What's the difference?
So that's basically the umbrella account for all your Google ads movements. So the billing information that you get charged from Google Guaranteed and things like that, all those things are found in that dashboard right there. I'm just trying to see if I'm escalating this right now to see if we're able to remove ourselves, but give me just one moment.
What I'm telling you what Google says. Google says the only one can remove themselves, that's him. They say, they showed me here what they do. We were here with Google, and Google said that's all I can do. And then you have to go and remove the rest of it because I don't have access to the email that sits into the account. I don't really understand, you know, what they're saying, but that's practically what I get from them.
No problem. If you don't mind just waiting a couple minutes, I'm going to try to see if we can get this done now.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm still here with you, just waiting on a response from my manager. Alrighty, thanks so much for your patience. I just received a response, so they should be removing it now. Give me just another minute or so to...
I have a question here. You know,
yes, please.
Barry, from your company, he has done things on my account that I don't really understand. I have two accounts. I have New Ark Plumbing and Agam Construction. And the main one was the New Ark Plumbing. Now, I don't see what happened here to New Ark Plumbing here. It's the account name. I found it here, but it's the account active. But there is nothing on it here. I need to.
I'm sorry. What's your question?
What he has done. I need to know what he has done. You know, I had two accounts. They were alive, and he decided to do all kind of things, you know, on my account, all changes. So he changed all the structures of the account. And he never explained what he's doing. Now, Nuat Plumbing was the prime account. Now, if I'm going, you know, to Google Guarantee, I cannot find Nuat Plumbing anymore, but I can find it on Google Ads. Now, if you be kind enough, explain to me what's the difference between Google Ads and Google Guarantee.
Just in quick, short answer, it's one is pay-per-lead and the other one's pay-per-click, right? So Google Guaranteed, you pay per call, and then Google Ads, you pay per click.
That's exactly what I thought. Now,
right. Why
he moved the Nuat Plumbing to Google Ads, I never heard that, you know, in this way. The both company was under Google Guarantee. And now, one Agam Construction is on Google Guarantee, and Nuat Plumbing it's under, it's on, I don't know, Google Ads, I believe. Yes, yeah, it's Google Ads. Why did he change, you know, all the structures of the account? And without, you know, advice, you know, with me, he should first let me know what he's doing. And now
it's
all confusing.
I definitely for that confusion. Well, as I was mentioning, I'm processing the removal right now of our email from the account. In regards to what you're mentioning about Perry, obviously I'm not 100% sure what happened there, was the thinking. So if you'd like, I can escalate to him, and if needed, he'll give you a call back to clarify all those things.
Yes, please. I really want him to call me because I you know, he has done changes, you know, it's like a big changes, and he never, you know, consulted, you know, with me. Now, I need at least, you know, some logic explanations, you know, what he did, then I'm going to take over from here. But I don't know what he did, and I don't really know what it is.
Understood.
Well, I need him to explain. Yeah, I need him to explain what's
absolutely
going on.
Absolutely. So I'll request for him to reach back out to you, okay, to clarify your doubts.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.